Welcome to episode 6 of the podcast. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Sarah.
And we're the Travelling Two.
We're in a campsite just north of Brisbane at the moment. And it's a glorious, beautiful day. Very hot and sticky.
Yeah, but already, and it's only 9 a.m.
Yeah.
It's our first time recording the podcast in the morning, outside rather than...
Yeah, so we might sound a little bit different, we don't know. Having a little coffee, it's great.
We're a bit late to recording the podcast this week because we were staying in Brisbane in a hostel for a couple of nights and we didn't have a space quiet enough to record. So we recorded a little bit late, but you get maybe a longer episode that also includes Brisbane now.
Yeah, so a lot of ratings coming your way. But stick with it.
So should we get into it?
Yeah, okay. So taking it back to last week, the beginning of last week, Monday, we were on our way to Byron. We stopped at a few places, Coffs Harbour and Yamba.
Yeah.
They're just small towns. And then we got to Byron.
The whole way, though, all of Coffs Harbour and all of Yamba, the weather was terrible.
Yeah, it was raining the whole time. The beginning of last week wasn't too great. Like, it rained for a good 5 days solid.
Mm.
So we arrived in Byron and... it was just...
terrible weather.
Terrible, terrible weather. We actually only stayed there one day. We arrived in, like, the morning.
Yeah, and we really tried to embrace the rain.
Yeah.
We parked. We were like, we're going. We walked around the city for a couple of hours just without rain jackets on.
Yeah. We had, like, an hour or two of relief from the rain where it stopped and we, like, watched surfers and stuff.
Yeah.
But majority of the time it was rain. And we stayed in the campsite. We stayed in Ingenia Holiday.
It wasn't great.
Wouldn't actually recommend, even though they're such a big name.
No, I wouldn't.
Didn't have very good facilities and very expensive, but then that might just be Byron.
Yeah, because we didn't even have, like, an inside kitchen area, so, like, when it was raining, even though it was covered, we were still getting soaked.
Yeah, and then overnight, there were some flash floodings in Byron, and we could just hear it, like...
It rained non-stop
absolutely
all night,
pouring.
So heavy.
Yeah, like, obviously you could hear some of the rain in our camper van in our last episode, like that, but the entire night.
It was terrible.
Yeah, so we woke up in the morning, praying, hoping that it wasn't going to be too bad.
The whole campsite, like, some of the campsite was flooded so bad, people were being moved out of their tents or out of their vans to other sides of the campsite.
One of the tents was, like, completely underwater. It was ridiculous. We didn't know quite what to do with ourselves. We were like, well, we really want to stay in Byron. We've only been here, like, a day.
Yeah.
But then what's the point in staying here if it's going to be raining the whole time and it's flooding? So we tried to drive into town. The town was completely flooded. We turned around... turn around twice
because the roads were just completely blocked and flooded.
Yeah,
like the part that we were walking around the day before, you just couldn't even get to anymore.
We actually managed to get out of Byron on, like, the last road that was still open.
Yeah, we found one road that we could get out on.
And we decided to just leave it. Byron wasn't the one for us. So we went up to the Gold Coast.
Yeah. Do you have a rating for Byron?
Yeah, we should do a rating. So because of the situation that we had, I would only give Byron 3 or 4 out of 10.
Yeah, I gave Byron a 4 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm sure it would have been amazing. And if it was sunny, like, we were planning on doing surfing because it's, like, the most famous place for surfing.
One of the biggest places to surf.
In Australia, like, they've got really good waves. And we did see people, but because of the weather, it just didn't work out.
No lessons were happening. Like, we've tried a few places and they weren't doing lessons. Like, people that were surfing were... people that had, like, their own boards and stuff.
Yeah. And Byron is just very small.
Really small, yeah.
Like, we thought that it would be a tiny bit bigger, but it's a tiny, small town. So if you're going there, you only really go to surf, and that's about it.
Yeah. Cape Byron would have been nice to maybe go to. They have the most eastern point. And, like, you could have gone and watched the sunrise if it was, like, a really nice morning.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a very small place.
Mm-hmm.
You could spend a couple of days there, but...
not much.
There's not loads and loads to do.
Yeah. And it's expensive. Yeah, so then we headed to the Gold Coast.
First night we stayed at Nobby's Beach.
Yeah.
Caravan Park. It was just such a change. As soon as we drove there, the weather was completely different. It had gone from, like, this terrible flooding rain to then just, like, glorious blue skies and sunshine.
It was lovely.
It was so, so
nice. We loved the Gold Coast.
The Gold Coast was glorious. And they have a few different areas. We went to Coolangatta, then Burley Heads. The next day we did Surfers Paradise.
Yeah, it's kind of just one massive beach.
Yeah.
And each the beach is divided into little sections, and they've all got different names, and it's all like different districts along the whole Gold Coast.
Yeah, and they have their own like little town. So like Surfers Paradise had its own like little shopping centre and little town, and yeah. Early Heads had its own part as well.
It was really, really nice. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was so good.
Especially in the evening, well, the first night that we arrived there, we went to this place called Burley Pavilion, and we thought we'd treat ourselves because we've had not such great days. And we like got a glass of wine and just sat out on the balcony. I had some food. That was really, really nice. So we'd definitely recommend, if you're in the Gold Coast, go to Burley Pavilion at sunset.
Yeah.
And sit on the balcony and yeah.
Yeah, it was so, so nice.
Treat yourself.
Definitely treat yourself. The pizza was great. And we also then chilled at Surfers Paradise Beach for like the entire next day.
Yeah.
Which was lovely.
It's just a very chilled, relaxed, like, holiday place, I'd say.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a lot of people who are from Brisbane must go to the Gold Coast for, like, a week on holiday.
Yeah, I reckon.
So, rating for Gold Coast?
I gave it a 9 out of 10. I really, really liked it. I thought it was lovely. The only thing that I wanted to do that we didn't do was go in the sea. The sea was, like, a bit dirty and a bit gross because of the floods and because of the rain.
Mm.
So we didn't go in the sea, we just, like, chilled on the beach. But otherwise, I really liked Gold Coast. I thought it was so pretty and so
sunny. I'm going to say 9 out of 10, too.
Nice.
Not quite 10 out of 10. They do have lots of theme parks, and I would have loved to maybe go to a theme park one day as well.
That's what Gold Coast is, like, big for, I'd say. Other than, like, the beach, they also have, like, all the theme parks, like, say, Florida. There's, like, SeaWorld, DreamWorks. There's all of them.
Yeah. So it would have been quite nice to do that, but, yeah.
Yeah, but you could spend, like, days just going to the Gold Coast and just doing theme parks.
Yeah, 100%.
So after Gold Coast, we went to Springbrook National Park, which is...
It's only a 45-minute drive.
Just come.
We've got a little dog coming to see us.
Sniffing the box.
Mm.
Yeah, go and carry on.
Springbrook is only a 45-minute drive from the Gold Coast, so definitely go visit it whilst you're there.
Yeah, 100% recommend.
Honestly, gorgeous.
It was, like, one of my favourite national parks.
Yeah, I'm going to give it... Already going to give it a rating of 11 out of 10.
Oh, 11 out of 10.
Yeah, it was great.
So I gave it a 9.5 out of 10 because I was saving my 10 up. My 10's coming. So Springbrook, I had to give a 9.5.
Okay, nice. Yeah, we went to 3 different waterfalls.
Yeah, we went to...
The Natural Bridge first.
Yeah.
So that's, like, just really pretty. There's loads of water just gushing through this massive hole, and it has, like, a little rainbow as well, and it's just really pretty.
Yeah, and there's a glowworm cave, so that's where you could, like, see the Natural Bridge. Mm-hmm. We didn't see any of the glowworms because it wasn't, like, dark enough, but that was really cool. And then we went to...
Twin Falls.
Yeah, Twin Falls, which you had to do. It was quite a long walk, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a good 2-hour walk. But the thing is that it's not just, like, one falls that you see. Like, throughout the entire walk, we kept seeing different
waterfalls. Yeah.
And each one of them was beautiful in itself.
Yeah, you went behind them and we got soaked, didn't we?
Yeah, it was really, really, really nice. Like,
it was a really good walk, that one.
Yeah, and then we were going to... So we did this all in one day, and then we were going to do the final falls, Purnell Falls, that evening as well, like, try and fit 3. And we could have... But because the sun setting slightly earlier,
yeah,
like, it now sets at 5:46, we decided to leave it and then wake up early and go just after sunrise.
Because sunrise is, like, 7 a.m., 6 a.m.
6 a.m., yeah. And that was a really good decision, I think. It was so much nicer seeing it. Because it was a bit cloudy that day as well.
You could see it in the sunshine.
Yeah, in the morning we saw it in the sunshine. And, oh, honestly.
You also went past another waterfall before that one.
And that one was...
And that one was equally as amazing.
Yeah. Just the whole thing was amazing. And Purnell Falls was just... It was massive. Like, the spray, you could feel it from...
Far away. You
even got to, like, the main platform to see it. It was...
There was so much water. Like, it was just gushing. Like, it was probably the biggest, I think.
One that we've seen.
Yeah, the biggest one we've seen.
That up close, I say.
Yeah.
Like, we've seen... Like, Wentworth Falls was massive.
That's true.
Really far away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, Springbrook National Park. Oh.
It was great.
My favourite. One of my favourites.
Well, was it your favourite? Because then after Springbrook National Park, we went to Mount Tambourine.
Which was...
And that I gave a 10 out of 10.
I'm going to give it a 10 out of 10, but Springbrook gets 11.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
in Mount Tamborine, we went to waterfalls and creeks. We went to Witcher's Falls, which was like a really long walk and like not a great falls. You couldn't see it.
It was very wet, like so hard to get down.
It was so wet and muddy. It wasn't really worth it. You didn't get like an amazing falls for the walk. But then we went to Curtis Falls, which you could go really close up to, and we also did a creek walk there.
Yeah, and the rainforest.
Beautiful through the rainforest.
So nice. Like, it was just gorgeous.
Yeah, it was so gorgeous. And then the final thing we did at Mount Tamborine was go to Cedars Creek, where we could swim in the waterfall. And I loved that.
Yeah.
That was so, so nice. The waterfall was so pretty.
And there were people, like, you could do, like, a little slide into the waterfall.
They made a slide. People were cliff jumping.
It was amazing.
It wasn't even that cold, and, like, it was our first shower in 3 days. It was so nice. And also, Mount Tamborine isn't just full of these waterfalls, which were lovely.
Yeah.
But, like, it's also just such a nice, like, little town in the mountains where you can see the whole Gold Coast. They've got, like, theatres and schools and, like, lovely little coffee shops. We treated ourselves to a coffee. I just thought it was a really nice town.
It was a really nice town. So I'd say, to be fair, Springbrook and Tamborine,
they were both
on
great.
Par.
Yeah, they are.
They're just as good each
other. If you had to pick...
I can't pick. I think maybe I enjoyed Mount Tamborine more, but I think, like, for the views and for the actual falls...
Yeah, Springbrook was...
Springbrook is better, but Mount Tamborine is, like, cute little town.
Yeah.
Lovely. And the rainforest was just gorgeous.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
And then finally then, after Mount Tamborine, we then headed to Brisbane. So we've been in Brisbane now for...
3 days.
3 days, yeah. I think still technically, like, in Brisbane, a bit north of the main city.
So you got a hostel. We tried to find a hostel that would allow us to park our camper van. And we found one called Big Bird Backpackers. But actually, it's connected to Chill Backpackers.
Yeah.
They're just one massive thing, and Big Bird is actually being used for...
For, like, rehab people.
And for people affected by the floods in Brisbane. Yeah. Those were really bad. So we arrived, and we thought, oh, this is really dodgy, because where
so
you park dodgy. Your car is where all the people are
it
outside.
It was so dodgy. I was, like, very sceptical about it.
Yeah, but then we called the reception, and they were like, oh, no, come next door to Chill Backpackers. This is where, like, all the international people stay.
Yeah.
And we went there, and it was a lot better.
A lot better. After checking in and seeing all the people and everything, it was still a bit odd and a bit sketchy. Our room was good. We were very lucky. We had two other international girls in the room. Spoke hardly any English, but they seemed very nice. But the rest of the people in the hostel were just, like, quite old and drunk.
Yeah, old. And there was, like, an old lady there. I don't really know what they were doing. My theory is that the people on good behaviour in the second...
Get moved over
and they get rooms... But it was fine. Like, we only needed a place to stay to do all of our washing, do our jobs that you can't do when you're camping.
Yeah, exactly. And it was perfect. It's, like, the only place in the city centre that you can park the camper van for free and have the hostel facilities.
Yeah.
So, like, we got to stay in the hostel, not in the camper van, and we did all our washing. Like, we managed to go and see Brisbane, walked around the whole city, all of South Bank, across Story Bridge, up to Kangaroo Point. And it was really good for what we needed for just a couple of days. 2 days was more than enough.
Yeah, Brisbane is quite a small city. Like, we walked around the majority of it on the first day,
yeah.
And then we kind of went around it again on the second, kind of doing the same thing.
The other way around.
Yeah, we did it the other way around, but just, like, stopped a bit more and appreciated things a bit more, I think, on the second day.
Yeah.
And then one of the most famous things to do in Brisbane is to go to the Lone Pine Sanctuary.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Hannah's been researching this for ages.
So, Lone Pine Sanctuary, actually, let me check this fact. So, Lone Pine Koala Sanctuary in Brisbane is the world's first and largest koala sanctuary. And I got to hold a koala. His name was Davis. He was really, really cute and fluffy. We also fed kangaroos.
Yeah.
And they...
You got to touch them. Like, the sanctuary was quite small. But, like, the things that you can do in it... You can't do at other sanctuaries. Like, you could hold a koala, you could touch a kangaroo,
you could hold snakes, you could have pictures with dingoes.
And they had, like, a really good bird flight show. Yeah, would recommend. I did really like it, but I also think it was quite small.
Yeah, I think to get in, it's quite expensive and quite small for the entry.
Yeah.
But it is a really good place and, like, fairly reasonably priced to hold the koala in comparison to other places.
Mm-hmm.
And we've there's got so many koalas there.
They're everywhere.
Like, so many koalas.
Yeah. I think I was a little bit skeptical just because I'm so confused as to how they have so many koalas in such a small... Like, I felt like there was a lot of koalas for the amount of space.
100%. Yeah, there were. There was probably about 100 koalas there.
And there were a few koalas that were just, like, walking around, pacing a little bit, and I was a bit like, I'm not sure, like, how good this is for them. But then when you look at the website, it says it's, like, extremely ethical.
Yeah, it's a
sanctuary. Like, I was looking into it, and I was like, oh, well, they're, like, got loads of certificates, and it's, like, very...
Yeah, they're being looked after there.
Yeah. So I don't know, like, I did really like it, but part of me is, like, I'm not sure. Because all the other koala sanctuaries that we've been to have, like, they've been quite far away up in the trees, and they say, like, there's only one in, like, a massive space, and I don't know.
There's only one in a massive space in the wild if you were to see them.
Yeah, yeah. But we'll definitely recommend, if you love koalas and you love animals in general, we'll definitely recommend. Yeah.
And I would recommend holding one.
I didn't hold one. I wasn't that bothered. Not as obsessed with koalas.
They were really cool.
As Hannah.
You only get to hold it for literally a minute, but it was a great minute.
And then in the afternoon, after the Lone Pine Sanctuary, the botanical gardens are quite close. So we went there.
Yeah.
And it was really pretty. Just another botanical gardens, really.
Yeah, just a botanical gardens. They had a nice tropical dome.
Yeah.
Which was really pretty. It's in Mount Kupfer.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right by also Mount Kupfer Summit, which gives it a amazing lookout over the whole of the city.
Yeah, and that was really, really pretty as well. Yeah. Yeah. And that's everything that we've done in Brisbane so far.
Basically up till now.
Yeah. I really liked Brisbane as, like, I think it's a very livable city. Like, it's quite small. It's close to all these amazing places that you can go to. Like, it's close to the Gold Coast. It's close to the Glasshouse Mountains. Yeah. It's close to, like, all of the quite big attractions in Queensland. So I think it's ideal. And it's very hot. Like, it's warm and sunny majority of the time.
Yeah, the locals said that we had bad weather, but it was so hot.
Yeah, and so nice. So I'm going to give Brisbane an 8 out of 10, I think.
Yeah, I was going to give it a 9 out of 10.
A 9 out of 10? Oh, yeah. How?
Well, you didn't hold a koala.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, 8, 9, I don't know. It is just a really nice city.
It's a really nice city, yeah.
I think at the moment, though, like, a lot of things were being built up because of the floods. I think that's why I won't give it, like, higher, because...
They had definitely had a lot of destruction due to the floods, and there was a lot of, like, building and maintenance work. Like, they have a beach in the middle of the city, which looked amazing, but it was all shut off and, like, being repaired. There was loads of building work all throughout the city.
Yeah, so we're definitely going to have to come back and see it in its glory, I think. Yeah.
The other thing I was holding back from giving it a higher rating was they don't have enough bridges. So, like, going... like, you had to walk so far to get across the river.
It's because the ferries weren't working. They have ferries in between.
Yeah.
That would take you across. But because of the floods, I think the ferries aren't working either. So...
That also made it lose a point.
Yeah, it was a lot of walking.
So much walking.
On Sunday and Monday, like 30,000 steps.
Yeah. My feet were killing.
Moving on to tiffs and tales of the week.
I love tiffs and tales.
So my tiff of the week is a very, like, I don't know, it's going to look bad on me because, I'm just going to say it, you're not very good at taking photos. She takes the phone and she'll just take a photo. She doesn't really adjust it. Well, and now she's learning to.
I'm trying.
You're trying really hard.
Thank you.
I can see that you're trying, but it's still not quite working. I think it's because you're short, you've learned to hold it up a bit higher.
Yeah.
But still, just adjust it a little bit.
Just adjust it a little bit more.
I think it was when we were... The reason I thought of this tip was because we were in Wentworth Falls.
Yeah.
Not Wentworth Falls, sorry, Purnell Falls.
Yeah.
And it was by the waterfall, and you took so many photos, but you got more green in it than the waterfall. The waterfall wasn't very central.
You always love a bit of green.
Yeah, a little bit.
Was that the picture of you?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's okay.
Can you just give more direction of where you want it?
I try to.
Yeah, and like you position the phone and I hold it exactly where you position it. The countertiff to that then is Sarah loves a photo and is very specific.
Yeah. with how come
to Australia. I want to get good photos.
I'm trying, Matt. Like, and I offer so much to redo it.
Yeah.
I'll take it and then I'll be like, is this okay? Would you like another one? I don't mind. And then it's like, yes, please. A bit more up, a bit more this way, a bit more that way. And I redo it again and again.
Yeah.
So I'm learning.
You are learning.
How you want it.
It's okay.
Before I do my tip, though, I actually wanted to ask, have I improved on the tips from the previous weeks? How is my map reading going? Can we give people an update? And my speed.
Your speed is fine.
Yeah, Sarah's slow. Thank you. I was never slow originally. Can I just clarify? Sarah was always the slow one. But maybe it was one day that just put her off.
Was definitely, you were slow. No, it's not that. You're slow in certain situations. Like, you still have moments of slowness that I'm like, kind of, please, sorry. So I'd say you have improved. Like, you've improved in, like, getting your clothes out and stuff like that. You do that quickly, but there's other things that I think you still do slow.
Oh, okay. Like what?
I think it's when I want to be quick.
It's not my fault. I have to go by your decision of if you want to be quick or slow today.
No, it's as in, like, it's like, I think it's mainly when I get really pissy when I'm tired. And when I'm tired, I just want to get to a bench as quick as possible and sit down. Mm-hmm. Whereas you'll still go and, like, yesterday, when we went to go get ice cream at the counter, all I wanted to do was sit down. I didn't care what flavour, I didn't care what milkshake, just choose one, let's sit down. You were taking forever to make a decision.
It was a big decision on what ice cream or milkshake or smoothie I wanted.
Just choose one and then let's sit down.
You could have sat and I would have got it.
No, that is true. It's just when I'm tired. I'm not a very patient person when I'm tired.
This is perfectly flowing on to my tip of the week.
wait, I didn't update
answer about the maps, okay.
Maps have not improved at all, I'm sorry.
How hard? I think I've been trying so hard.
As in, like, spatial awareness, yes, you're getting better in terms of, like, oh, this is and this is that. Mm. But, like, when you're driving and trying to read maps, still terrible. It's driving.
It's because of Google Maps.
When you're walking and you have time to think about where things are, then you're great.
Mm.
But when you're driving, you don't have a lot of time to think about where you are. And I think you still need to
work on it. I can use Waze fine.
I feel like I'm being really harsh.
But we've stopped using Waze and we've been using Google Maps. And Google Maps, I'm like, nah. It doesn't tell me enough information about where to be.
It's true.
It doesn't tell me when to turn. Waze is very clear. It tells me to turn now.
Okay.
Maps, I don't know. So instead Sarah's like, Hannah, left lane, right lane, turn, right turn, left. Okay, so perfectly flowing onto my tiff of the week, which actually wasn't going to be my tiff, but I just feel like over the last few days it's now become the tiff.
Yeah.
It was going to be something different, which I could do as well if you want to. Because I feel like I've had a lot.
You have had a lot. I feel really bad. I feel like I've been really hard.
So maybe I'll do a double tip.
It's okay. I can take it. Do it.
Should I do a double?
Yeah, do double. I did double, basically.
Okay, so first original tip was that you flip between things so, so often. And I can't keep up. But I like to do one thing and do it. And then move on to the next thing. I don't like the confusion between multiple things at once. But we'll be, like, talking about something, and then Sarah will be like, oh my god, this is this. And I'm just like, okay, so what happened to the original conversation? Are we going to backtrack or are we going to leave that?
Yeah, I have no defence, apart from the one time where I can defend myself, is the Lone Pine Sanctuary thing. When you were like, we need to book this, but then we were talking about something else that my sister was talking about. And
that's
then
because you were texting your sister.
It's because I don't like, because she was texting me and I wanted to reply, but then I know that we also have to book this thing, so I'm like, I can do both at the same time.
But you can't.
I did do both at the same time.
I booked it in the end, can we just say?
I was about to book it on my own phone, and then you were like, I'll do it on mine. So I was like, okay, fine, you can do it if you want to.
Okay. Second tip of the week is, like Sarah just said just before, she gets quite cranky when she's tired.
Very cranky. You have seen the real me, I think. The me when I'm at home.
Yeah.
You are seeing and more often.
I have to say, it wasn't like this at uni. Do you know you didn't get cranky when you were tired at uni? Maybe it's just because you went and slept. But here, the last few days, like, it has been exhausting. Like, we've done a lot of walking, we've been out, we had very little sleep at one night.
I'm very cranky.
Bit cranky when she's tired.
I feel really bad. I have been on my bad behaviour recently.
It's only been like the last 3 days.
I feel like in general life, I'm quite a patient person. But when I'm tired, I have no patience whatsoever.
Absolutely not. All I can
think of is I need sleep.
Yep.
I need my bed.
It kind of is like, I would say it's on par with sungry.
Hangry, you mean?
Sad.
Sad hungry.
Sad hungry. Or hangry. Kind of like a similar vibe.
Yeah. Those are my two things. Food, sleep. That's all I need to function properly.
Yeah.
If I don't have those two, can't cope.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
This is a formal apology. I promise I will be on better behavior.
I'll put it on lessons learned. Make sure Sarah eats and sleeps her 8 hours. Okay, there we go. There are our tips of the week.
Yeah. Now on to our tales of the week.
So, Stan the van is actually doing pretty good, I'd say, at the moment.
Mm-hmm. We've had no issues with him.
No issues lately. Our beeper, did we tell them about the beeper last week?
Yeah, so
the beeper situation has kind of resolved itself.
It's just
stopped
beeping.
I haven't heard it for ages.
Yeah.
We've either got used to it and, like, we're just ignoring it, but I think it stopped. But we did have an issue. Okay, so we're meant to check our coolant water, like our water coolant under the bonnet and our oil every 5 days, and we checked them, and in Byron Bay we noticed that the coolant had gone down.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be the reason why maybe our fuel was going down so quickly. We looked it up and it's bad if the coolant's low and you're meant to report it straight away. So we were reporting anyway the beeper, and then the coolant thing just completely took over from the beeper, and we ended up having to go to see a mechanic in Byron Bay when we first got there. They actually didn't find anything wrong with the coolant level, like with any leakage, so they just tightened everything, and since then
it's been fine.
It seems like it's been fine.
I mean, we need to check it at the moment, but it's been fine.
Yeah, so
we are now full-blown mechanics.
We are.
We can open the boot and know what's going on.
The bonnet, you
the
mean
bonnet.
Not quite. Yeah, mechanic,
but yeah,
we're pretty good.
Yeah,
so yeah, Stan's doing all right at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
No terrible issues. He's a bit dirty and a bit gross.
Very
and
dirty.
Slightly battered.
But we've decided that we just have to go with it,
just
and then in the end we'll clean it, we'll try our best, and hopefully it all will be fine. Our second tale is about the hour change. So in the UK, everyone had their clocks turned back or forward. I don't even know.
Their clocks went forward.
For summer. It doesn't do that in Queensland in Australia. It does happen in other states, but for some reason Queensland doesn't.
Mm.
But we did get very confused when we were crossing the border.
Yeah, it was when we first arrived in Coolangatta in the Gold Coast.
Yeah, we arrived and it was really funny. Hannah checked her phone and she was like, oh, it's only 11.
I was like, wow, we've got the whole day.
We've done that so speedily. We've got our Byron and we're already here.
And it's only 11. And we were going to go to Burley Pavilion that night for sunset. And sunset was at like 5:40, 5 or something like that. And we were like, wow, how's everything so early? I was just so confused.
Like, I'm already hungry and it's only 11. What's going on?
Yeah. And then I was Googling the time in Brisbane and the time in Gold Coast and the time in Byron Bay. And basically Queensland was an hour earlier. So as we were driving, at some point our phones changed time and we didn't even realise, because we left Byron Bay at like 10 and we faffed around trying to find the road to get out of Byron Bay that wasn't flooded.
Mm.
And it had still only got to 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
So basically, it was 12:30 or something like that,
we
really.
We were very confused.
And we had gained an hour of our lives.
Yeah.
So the day was yet younger.
Yeah.
Our final tale of the week is our night out in Brisbane. So my parents' school friend, Colin, lives in Brisbane now. And Mama told him that I was going to be here and gave me his number. So I texted him and said, like, we're in Brisbane. And he was like, oh, do you like Mexican music? And I was like, yeah, sure.
Why not?
So he invited us to go to this bar.
On a Monday night.
On a Monday night. Right in the city centre. We Googled it and it was apparently, like, Brisbane's best bar.
Yeah, so we were quite excited. We were like, oh, this will be fun.
Yeah, and he invited, like, a massive group of his friends as well. And it was bizarre. It was a funny night.
It was a brilliant night. I love a little dance, and because it was like Mexican music, it was like they were doing a little bit of salsa at the beginning.
Yeah, there was a whole variety of music.
But then we liked the bits in between where they were playing proper good music.
Yeah, when the band wasn't on.
Yeah, and
he
like
got us up dancing.
Yeah, Colin kept asking us up to go dancing and then videoing it and sending it to your mum. It was really funny.
He's spinning us around and all his friends were up dancing. We met these two guys at the bar who thought we were German. We've been told that we're German a couple of times.
Apparently we look very, very German.
I've never been told that before, but we've now been told it. We got...
Oh, in little interruption from the birds.
We were told that we're German twice in Brisbane.
So we had some margaritas.
We did tequila shots with them two guys.
Yeah.
I just cranked my neck.
It was really funny. We were like, I've been trying so hard to try and do the Australian accent. And I just can't. And they were giving so many tips and being like...
They said you have to have a lazy tongue.
Yeah, and we just still can't do it. It's like, g'day, mate. That's the best that I can do.
G'day, mate.
But yeah, it was a really, really fun night.
It was a really fun night.
I'm so glad we did that.
And yeah, we got back to the hostel at like 1:30. We did some car karaoke with Colin on the way back.
Yeah, brilliant night. Would definitely recommend a night out in Brisbane.
Yeah, the nightlife in Brisbane I think is really good.
Way better and way cheaper as well.
Yeah, you didn't have to pay to get in.
Yeah.
The drinks were fairly cheap.
And we got a few free drinks. So.
And we got 3 free drinks.
Yeah, lovely. It was the Brooklyn Standard in CBD. Would recommend.
Riverside, I think it is.
Riverside, yeah. On to our lessons learned of the week and a half.
Week and a half, yep.
So the first lesson that we have is from way back when we were in Byron last week.
Mm.
So if the weather's bad, just get out. Like, we're so glad we made the decision to leave Byron that morning after the floods. Like, we were thinking, oh, we could stay and, like, try and make the best of it and stay. But, like, it wasn't worth it. And as soon as we got to Gold Coast, we were so much happier.
Yeah, this is when I do feel really lucky that we have a camper van and that we didn't do, like, Greyhound and hostels, because otherwise we would have been stuck in Byron for a whole week and, like, we would have just been
might
sitting
even
in a
be
hostel.
Longer.
It might have been longer because, like, I don't know if the buses were coming.
And if the floods even subsided, like, I don't know.
Yeah, because if you stay there, the road that we managed to get out on at that point could have been flooded easily by the end of that day.
Mm.
It was still raining at that point.
Yeah.
We 100% made the right choice. Couldn't get to the town, you couldn't get to Cape Byron, you couldn't get anywhere. So it was either get out or go back to the caravan park and just sit in the van for the day. So yeah, leave if you have the choice to leave and don't get stuck in the floods.
Another lesson we learned from Byron was that people don't wear shoes there.
No, like everybody was just walking around the streets barefoot. I loved it. I hate shoes and socks.
Yeah.
So
hippie life.
Hippie life all the way.
Yeah.
I saw like no one basically wearing anything on their feet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the same as any other place in Australia. It's just Byron Bay.
Yeah. Literally just Byron Bay. So weird.
Okay. Our final lesson of the week is that the petrol in the city centres, like in Brisbane where we just topped up, is way, way cheaper than like more remote places.
Yeah, especially because when you're camping, like your main expenses are food and petrol.
Yeah,
like when you're not in the city center and paying for attractions and stuff. And the petrol has varied so much. Like I know that in the UK the prices are ridiculously high at the moment, and we thought, oh, maybe the price rises have been due to that.
Mm.
But actually I think it's just we haven't really been in city centers that often, and we've got to Brisbane and the petrol is the cheapest we've ever found.
It's ridiculous
in the whole of Australia so far. So yeah, if you're camping, remember try and top up only in the city centres.
Yeah, it's not possible to only top up them because you might not be going through it at the time that you need petrol.
Yeah,
so like there's going to be times that you're going to have to pay a bit more probably, but get a full tank when you can on the cheap prices,
because it's ridiculous the variation.
Yeah, the difference that you get is crazy.
Yeah. Now for our highs and our lows.
We missed that out last week. Yes. We're really sad.
I'm really sad that we've had to fit a whole week and a half into one episode, because I think this week we've had so many highs. Like before we even wanted to record on Sunday, I had 3 highs that I was trying to choose from. Now I have 4. It's too many highs.
So can we say you get 2?
So I think this week we're going to have to do an exception.
Oh, you're going
to
say all 4?
I'm going to have to just choose 2 now.
Okay.
So my first high is when we got wine at Burley Pavilion.
Mm.
That was amazing. I loved it. I love getting dressed up and putting makeup on and looking nice and having a drink. My favourite.
Yeah.
It was so nice. And then second high of the week was probably walking through the rainforest in Mount Tambourine. Like, the rainforest was gorgeous. It gave me so many flashbacks to, like, my childhood, because I grew up in Brazil and the rainforest there was incredible. So many weekends on when I was a child was spent just going to waterfalls and trekking through these jungles and stuff. It was so, what's the word, reminiscent.
Yeah. And I just love that. And especially when we swam in the waterfall as well, that was literally like, I feel like I'm a child again, and I love it. And I love a cold water swim. So that is also a high.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go through them quickly. My final high is definitely the night out in Brisbane. I love the night out. I love dancing and just having a great time and talking to random people. It's mm-hmm. great.
Yeah.
What's not to love?
It was really fun. It was a really fun and just funny and crazy night.
Yeah. So those are my three highs.
Mine are actually different. They're different. I agree with all your highs. Like, they are definitely all like high points of the week. But my highs that I've picked are different.
Yes, that's so good.
So I'll do three as well.
Okay.
I want to is early morning wake ups. I'm loving the sun rising at like 6 and being up at 7 and having a nice chilled morning. We open the boot, we can just lay in bed, watch the sun rise. And you just get, like, a really lovely long morning of...
I think because we've been waking up earlier now as well, because with the hour change, it's the sun sets earlier and it rises earlier. So now, before we were going to bed at, like, midnight, waking up at 8. Now we're going to bed at, like, 10, 11, waking up at 6. Yeah. And it's so nice to have that morning.
Like, such a long morning of just, like, sitting outside, having a coffee, having porridge.
Like, right now, I'm loving recording this early in the morning. You can hear the birds. There's a, like, cute dog that's walking around and we keep petting it.
Yeah, so that's my general high is early morning wake-ups. A more specific one linked to that was the 7 a.m. hike to...
Purnell Falls. That was one of my four.
And then having pancakes, that was also part of it.
That was great.
Was that we got up and we went on this hike for 2 hours. We actually did it in like an hour and a half. The walk was just lovely. The falls were amazing. And then we came back and made pancakes, which were great.
So that didn't quite make the cut just because I bit my tongue during the pancakes. So no,
that was the reason. Yeah. Was that the fourth one?
Yeah.
So yeah, that was the original high of the week. Then Cedar Creek. Well, it was my second high of the week. I loved swimming in Cedar Creek. The water wasn't too cold, so it was really, really nice. And I felt so clean afterwards. All I wanted to do was, like, if we weren't in bikinis and we had swimsuits, could have gone down the slide.
Yeah,
it would have been so fun. But the waterfall was lovely, and, like, swimming in it was great. So second high of the week. And third high of the week is obviously holding Davis.
Holding a koala.
Had to be a high of the week, didn't it? Lifelong dream fulfilled.
I feel like we've done six highs in total. It's a lot. It's been a week and a half. It has been a week and a half, and it's been exceptionally, like, I feel like from now on Queensland is gorgeous.
Yeah, there's lows in Queensland.
Yeah.
Okay, what about lows?
There are always lows in between the highs, because you can't have highs without the lows. That is life. The night before we got flooded in Brisbane, I remember feeling really, really worried and scared that we weren't going to make it out in the morning. The rain, it just sounded terrible. I was really upset that we weren't able to surf, because all I wanted to was surf, and we still haven't managed to do it. And I was just feeling really upset. And because we had already had 4 days of rain before that day as well, I was just like, is this ever going to end?
Yeah.
And, yeah, so that night I was just like, please, please, please let there be some sun.
Yeah.
And a break. So that was my low of that week. What's your low? Go on.
So my first low is also the rain and Byron and no surfing. Mm-hmm. All in one. It was just disappointing to be in Byron Bay and not be able to see it at its, like, prime, and not be able to do the surf course that and lessons that we wanted to do. So we hadn't done it in Spot X, and then we then also couldn't do it in Byron Bay. So, like, and I know how much Sarah wants to learn to surf, really, and, like, I'm keen to, not as keen, but, like, I know how much she wants to learn to surf, and it was just a shame that we didn't manage to do it there. So yeah, that was definitely a low. And the campsite just, like, wasn't even that great, and we had, like, paid a fair amount to be there for that one night in Byron. It didn't even have, like, that great facilities, and everything was just a bit soggy and damp and gross. And yeah, we didn't know if we were gonna, what we were gonna do the next day, whether we were gonna get out, whether we were gonna try stay, and it was just all a bit up in the air. And then my second low of the week was Sunday night. So we got to Brisbane, and, well, firstly, when we got to Brisbane, I was just so taken back by the hostel when we first arrived. Like, it was just so...
felt sketchy.
It felt so sketchy, and I felt so on edge leaving the van there. I didn't want to leave any of my stuff. It just felt like you were being watched, and, like, it was scary to, like, go back to the car. And then you couldn't actually check into the hostel until 2 p.m. So we went out and we explored Brisbane.
That's also why I was feeling really cranky, because I really needed a shower.
Yeah, we both hadn't showered for like, how long had it been? I think it was only a day.
No, it had been 3 days, but our shower of that 3 days was the creep.
Okay. Yeah, we really needed to shower.
Properly.
And like, we were going to get to the hostel, do our laundry, shower, and like sort ourselves out, and then go out and see Brisbane. But you couldn't check in until 2 p.m. So we had to just leave our stuff and just go out for the day and then come back. And I feel like it was fine. I didn't mind it too much, but Sarah was already a bit cranky from that. And then when we got back, we wanted to do our laundry.
Mm-hmm.
The laundry was like completely full already. We couldn't do it straight away. We moved all our stuff in, but it was just, we didn't want to take in all our cases. There was just a lot of hassle that whole evening from like 5 p.m. until midnight.
Yeah, it was like, first we couldn't find a bridge to cross for ages. We were walking for ages to then get back.
We had done our first wash and we had done the first tumble dry, and then but we needed to do a second wash. And we both thought the other person had put in the actual washing tablet. So I put the money in and the machine was going. And then we were like, oh shit, there's no tablet in it. Our clothes are just getting wet. So that was 35 minutes wasted.
And $5 wasted.
And a pile of wet, soggy clothes that actually weren't clean were just even more damp than they were already.
And we were already in a bad mood. And then we went up to make dinner.
Yeah.
I was like, all I want is food at this point. It was quite late as well.
Starving. It was like, and it was like 8 p.m, 9 p.m.
Yeah, and then go to taste our chili that we had made. That was amazing the night before, by the way.
Everything goes off. Lesson learned.
Yeah, our chili went off and it tasted horrible.
Like citrusy. Yeah.
So then we had no food to eat because we didn't really have a lot of things.
We hadn't done a proper food shop. We had only got stuff
for
that day in the morning, and then was going to go again the next day. So we didn't have anything to like cook, because that was our plan, was to have our leftover chili.
Mm.
But things don't keep super well.
Now, because it was all keeping well fine, but now that it's got hotter.
Yeah, like the fridge is fine, but like you turn it off overnight, like it's not staying super cold all the time. And I just don't think things last like a few days. They last fine a day. So that was really annoying. So then like the only option was to get a delivery.
We got Lord of the Fries, which is a vegan McDonald's basically in Australia. I thought it was really nice.
Yeah, by this point I was just like very, very done, and it wasn't going to arrive until like 9 p.m. Then by the time it came, I think it would have been like, I was really excited for Lord of the Fries because like I'd heard really good things about it, and it was meant to be like a really cool vegan fast food place. The burger was quite good, the chips were a bit soggy, but I also just think I would have enjoyed it more if I wasn't in that headspace.
Definitely.
Which was a little bit annoying.
We also wanted to record the podcast that night, and we couldn't record the podcast.
It just wasn't a great night. Like, it just, a lot went wrong all at once, and everything seems to go wrong all at once.
Yeah, it's never one thing and then a good thing, one thing, good thing. It's always like a bunch of good things and then a bunch of bad things.
But like, realistically, it was really, we just forgot to put a washing tablet in, and our food went off. They were the two main things that, like,
and I was tired and cranky.
And Sarah was already tired and cranky. Okay, on to our interesting facts of the week, Sarah's favourite section.
Can you stop saying that? It's not my favourite section.
What's your favourite section?
My favourite section is the highs and lows, I think.
Oh, okay. I'll kick it off with my interesting fact for the week.
Mm-hmm.
We went on Australia's biggest indoor slide in Coffs Harbour.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, not crazy big, but what else are you going to do in the rain in Coffs Harbour apart from go on a little slide?
Yeah, that was literally our highlight of the day.
Highlight of the day. What other interesting facts do you have to tell me?
I don't have a lot of interesting facts. The interesting fact that I have about Byron Bay is about celebrities again.
Mm.
So apparently, Chris Hemsworth, Zac Efron and Matt Damon all own property very close to Byron Bay.
Nice.
So it is.
Would
like
have been nice to meet Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, it would have been nice to just bump into them on the street.
Yeah.
Not quite.
Didn't happen.
Interesting. My fact about the Gold Coast is that it's the sixth largest city in Australia.
I didn't think it was that big.
No, this is what I was doing on the road the other day, trying to count out all the cities in order.
Melbourne, Sydney.
Brisbane. Perth, Adelaide, Gold Coast?
Maybe, yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. It's not that big, though, at all. So for it to be the sixth largest city.
Other cities must be quite small, too.
Yeah. my fact about Brisbane is that there's over 300 sunny days a year.
Wow.
So Brisbane is the place to be if you don't want rain.
Yeah.
Which we're very happy about.
Really nice weather.
Yeah. Those are all my interesting facts. Not a lot.
Lovely.
They're not great.
Just a bit fast fire facts. We like it.
Yeah. Upcoming plans. So we've done Brisbane now, and now we're heading to the Glasshouse Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably just spend a day there or two, depending on how much time it takes.
Yeah, the Glasshouse Mountains, I think, are relatively small. There's a couple of lookouts. They're all the mountains that are like the mum, they're called like the mother, the father, the eldest son, and like all the children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think maybe we'll pick a couple to go up and see the view from the top. There's two that seem to be like the main ones, and there's two lookouts. So depending on time, maybe we can do like a few mountains and a couple of lookouts, and then we're going to head to Australia Zoo.
I'm so excited for Australia Zoo. For anyone who's a Steve Irwin fan, like, you have to go to Australia Zoo. Like, their family still carry on the legacy, and I'm really excited for the crocodile show.
Yeah.
I hate crocodiles.
Terrified of them.
I'm terrified. They are, like, I'm more scared of crocodiles than any other animal in the world, I'd say. I have nightmares about them quite frequently.
But you can't wait for a crocodile
show. But I can't wait for the crocodile show.
Makes no sense.
And then we're going to go to Sunshine Coast.
Yeah.
Where we will try once again to go surfing.
That's the aim. The aim is to hopefully get a couple of lessons of surfing in the Sunshine Coast and head to Noosa, which is meant to be really, really pretty. And maybe we'll do some paddleboarding or something in the Noosa Everglades and see what Noosa's like.
Yeah, so if you want to find out more about what we're doing, stay tuned for our next episode. We're still aiming for Thursdays and Fridays, but this one is definitely going to be late.
Yeah. So you can follow our Instagram at the Travelling 2 Podcast and send us an email at thetravellingtopod@gmail.com.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to give us a review on Spotify, you can leave us a 5-star review.
Not asking too much.
No. And yeah, just share with your friends. If you are loving it, share it with people.
Thanks for listening, and we'll be in your ears again next week.
Bye.